Diamonds on a ring of gold. You say you want your story to remain untold, but all the promises we made from the cradle to the grave.
Hello, 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 hello. Don't mind all the squeaks, the many squeaks of Studio A. This is Kim, and I'm here with some very special guests. Everyone.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
I have my whole family here. Actually, most of my family here. My sister, Kenzie, is not here, but I have my little sister, Sophie.
Hi, guys.
My mother, Christine.
Hey, everybody.
And my father, Ken, who is the only one who's actually been here before. Or, what? No, I'm kidding.
Oh,
gosh. Sorry. My mom has been here, too. I forgot.
Yeah, I read the PSA before.
Anyways, we're here with a family edition of... Usually, the show is me and Fagan, and we do Acid Jazz and Secret Soul. But this week... It's family edition. Fagan is out of town, sadly. We miss you. We love you. But yeah, so the Rivendell is still playing for some reason. Okay, fixed it. Anyways, so you just heard my dad's pick. Dad, do you want to say anything about that song?
I just want to say thank you for having us. This is my happy place. And isn't that a great song?
Yes.
Just went to a U2 concert in the Sphere. Probably the best performance I've ever been to in my entire life. So I'm kind of got a U2 high, and that's one of my favorite U2 songs. So thank you for kicking the show off with one of my favorite songs.
Of course. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Test Free From Radio. And next, we have two more of my parents. Well, these are my mom's picks, technically. But same kind of vibe as you two, so that's why I put them all together. And then we'll do a vibe switch. I kind of have increments of three. And I organize them, because that's what I do. Because of my mom, because she's an organizer.
Thank you. Yes.
As she's looking through the PSAs.
Yes, she is.
I'm sorry.
Second that.
And for that, I am
amen.
Sorry.
Okay, so let's bring in our next song. Enjoy, everyone.
I can see what you're looking to find in a smile on my face. In my peace of mind, in my state of grace, I send what I can to the man from the minister race. He's a part of heaven's plan. Talks to me. Now I send what I can to the man with a diamond ring. He's a part of heaven's plan, yeah, and he sure can sing. Now it's all I can afford, but the Lord has sent me eternity. Save the little children in a poor country. Got my ticket to heaven, an everlasting life. I got a ride all the way to paradise. I got my ticket to heaven, an everlasting life.
nothing left to pay my heating bill. But the good Lord will provide, I know He will. So send what you can to the man with a diamond ring. They're tuning in across the land to hear him sing. I got my ticket to heaven, an everlasting life. Gotta ride all the way to paradise. Got my ticket to heaven, an everlasting life. All the way.
mom.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to explain?
Well, so you know when you have a significant other or children, you come up with little names for them. And so for whatever reason, I'm not, maybe Ken can fill us in, but Kimberly was the Goperator when she was little. It could have been maybe because she had this little cute little bob with like bangs. She kind of had this little bob haircut straight right to the...
A bowl cut.
Oh, it was a bowl. Yes, correct. Yeah.
But it looked really good on you.
Like, yeah. If you've seen Pen 15, I had Maya's haircut.
So I don't know if that's what the Goperator thing was or whatever. But anyway, so instead of,
Yeah, the other part of the story is whenever we would play that song, well, we would be driving in the car, Kimberly would be crying in her car seat, and we would turn that song on and stop crying immediately and just start bobbing her head back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when we knew she had a music gene. She had music in her soul.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm a music major
at Tufts.
Oh, and there she is.
Yep.
Yes.
She was the Goperator.
Yep. All started then.
Yeah, you know. And then the song we heard before that was Ticket to Heaven by Dire Straits. This is a classic in the family. But I associate the song with driving to Mammoth with my dad. And we listened to, like, I made a playlist for us because we were driving in the same car and everyone else was driving in a different car. So I was like, oh, like, what do you, like, what do you want to add to the playlist? And he just was like, that entire On Every Street Dire Straits album. And then he added a whole nother, the whole U2 album, the Joshua Tree.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay.
And Bob Seger probably too.
Mm-hmm.
So we just didn't have any specific songs. He just added the entire album.
Yep.
So, but yeah, I remember listening to that song, driving up to Mammoth, the pretty drive up to Mammoth. And we have another song later that also can be classified as that, but a different, very different vibe. So next we're switching to some, I don't know what you would call this, but we got some Hall & Oates, Frank Sinatra, Beach Boys, Supertramp. So we're going to start off with Abandoned Luncheonette, which is like my favorite Hall & Oates song. And yeah,
we hope you like it.
Yep, we hope you like it.
They sat in an abandoned luncheonette, sipping imaginary cola and drawing faces in the tabletop dust. His voice was rusty from years as a sergeant in this man's army. He was old and crusty. She was 20 when the diner was a baby. He was a dishwasher, busy in the back, his hands covered with gravy. Hair black and wavy, brilliantine slick, a pot cleaning dandy. He was young and randy, yeah. Luncheonette. the sign on the door, red
sign on the door, red.
This way out, that's all it said. That's all it said. Ooh, that's all it said. Day to day, day to day, when they were old, their lives wasted away. Month to month, and year to year, and month to month.
In a stream falling leaves a sycamore, moonlight in Vermont, I see finger waves, ski trails on a mountainside, snow light in Vermont, telegraph cables they sing down the highway and travel each bend in the road. People who meet in this romantic setting are so hypnotized by the lovely evening summer breeze warbling of a meadowlark, moonlight in Vermont. Telegraph cables, how they sing down the highway, and they travel each bend in the road. People who meet in this romantic setting are so hypnotized by the love. Summer breeze, the warbling of a meadowlark, moonlight in Vermont, moonlight.
Is it me or you?
so many mics to turn on. Oh my gosh. Like, have to press all these things. Anyways, that was just, you heard Abandoned Luncheonette by Daryl, or Hall & Oates, Moonlight in Vermont by Frank Sinatra, Surfer Girl by the Beach Boys, and Casual Conversations by Supertramp. Yeah, Abandoned Luncheonette is one of my favorite Hall & Oates songs. My parents love Hall & Oates. And then I did a deeper dive and found all the deep cuts that they don't even know about. So, and then I opened them up to that.
Mm-hmm.
And then Moonlight, Frank Sinatra's like my favorite, and my grandpa's favorite, and my cousin Jack McCloskey's favorite. And Moonlight in Vermont is my favorite, like, standard. So, yeah. And Surfer Girl, I'm a huge Beach Boys fan, as if you've ever heard of one of my shows, you probably know that. And yeah, we all saw the Beach Boys live together, but I have a qualm with it because Brian Wilson wasn't there and Mike Love was there, and there's all this beef, and we don't like Mike Love.
No,
we only like Brian Wilson. You have to watch Love and Mercy to get that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, in Casual Conversations, I have the, did I bring that with the Breakfast in America? I don't think I have it. I used to have the vinyl. Somebody, I had the vinyl somehow.
It's in your room.
Still?
Yeah.
I why wouldn't I have brought it? Because now I have a record player in my suite.
Didn't fit in the bag.
Yeah. Well, I already, I'll have to bring it back after Thanksgiving. But obviously Goodbye Stranger is like the best off that album. But I really like this song as well, Casual Conversations. And I had a little phase that I really liked this song. So, yeah. Any other thoughts about those songs? Peanut Gallery?
Shout out to Uncle Juice, who's listening in the Catskills in New York. And his mother loved the Beach Boys. So, also Surfer Girl to his mother, Mama. So, thanks for listening, Chris. And anybody else in the family, we put the texts out to... at the last minute, of course, like everything, like usual. But whoever else is listening in the Curris family,
shout out.
Shout out.
Woo woo.
Yeah, we have a PSA to be read by.
Is it time?
Christine Curris. Go ahead.
Well, I picked this one special for Mr. Curris here because he is also known as Captain Caution. So I thought we should cover some emergency preparedness. Unexpected situations such as power outages, water disruption, other emergencies can happen at any time. So be prepared by having a couple of gallons of drinking water and a supply of food stored in your home. It's also an excellent idea to keep a few flashlights and other non-flammable light sources handy. Candles and other non-open flames can be very dangerous, and the worst possible time to cause a fire is when there's some other emergency going on. Public service announcement from WMFO and the government. that's what it says. WMFO, Medford Tufts Community Radio. And if you're like Ken here, you have a flashlight on you at all times, and it's
and like
separate.
A headlamp as well.
It's separate from your cell phone.
Had a coworker that just got stuck in an elevator today, so you never know when you'll need the flashlight.
Classic.
Great.
Yep.
Anyways, we have a little vibe switch to some like alternative music. This next song haunted me for a few years, and now it's kind of ironic because my hair is the color of your energy.
Ooh.
Oh my god.
So
no.
if you know, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy.
This phenomenon
So the story with that song is that that song haunted me because I brought up that it literally would play all the time. And then it just kept happening even more. And it was just known to be my, like, I hated the song. Mm-hmm. Which, I don't hate the song. I think it's a great song.
Yeah, it went through a real phase in San Diego for a while. It was, I don't know, I just looked up to see if they were from San Diego, because it was on the radio all the time. And every time it would come on, Kimberly would just...
We would say, Kimberly, your favorite song.
I know.
She, oh, God.
Yeah. So, just...
She got frustrated, imagine.
But... whatever. Anyways, big shout out to all the Karai listening all over the world. We got reps in Arizona, Uncle Mark. We got Cousin Kelly, Uncle Jeff in Michigan, Detroit, Detroitians. So, you know, all over. Hopefully Kenzie's listening. We don't even know.
And McCloskey, too.
And Chris McCloskey.
Oh, and McCloskey in San Diego.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So that's just so great. We're all connected.
You're all with us
You're
here.
All with us mm-hmm. in spirit. Yes. Anyways, next song we have Ode to the Mets by The Strokes, which is one of me and my mom's favorites. Funny because now I am a Mets at school. I'm a music event technical staff worker, so crazy how that works. But enjoy, one of my favorite songs.
You that I gotta find out the truth.
What a great song. The breakdown on that song is just so good.
Oh, I love it.
Such an amazing. One of my goals, I learned all the different guitar parts of that song, and one of my goals was to like record me playing all the parts, but that was kind of before I knew what I was doing. But now that I know, now that I can play guitar, bass, and drums, maybe I could cover the entire song and do a full remake. And now that I can do sound engineering, you know, be on the lookout for a Kimberly Curris rendition of Ode to the Mets when I have an hour to spare ever. So maybe in a few years. Anyways, awesome song. Next, we have a little vibe switch, Pink Funeral by Beach House. This is shout out to Sophie and Kenzie and mom and dad, but Beach House is a staple in this family now. If you know me, you know I love Beach House, so get ready.
Thank you.
Dang, what a good song. Oh, are we getting a call? Oh God, can you turn on the light, Dad? Please.
Yeah. I can't. Turn the lights
you
off.
Have to have the lights out if you're gonna listen to that song.
I can't see I how to answer the call. Okay, one.
Oh, there it is.
Hold.
Hold two.
Hello. It is. Oh my God! Do you want to be on air? Okay. No, this is live right now. Here, let me put you on air. No profanity. That's all I gotta know. Okay.
Everyone, Uncle Juice is here.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
Hey.
Uncle Juice in the house.
So nice to be on the radio with you guys.
Oh yeah, there you are.
You guys are jamming some great tunes tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, I'm so excited. The whole family's in the house.
Yep, first time ever. Other than Kenzie.
Captain Caution is here. Yep. Shocker's here.
Yep.
I love it.
Of course.
We just got to get you up here. You're about, what, 3 hours away?
I had to call in. I heard the Beach Boys tribute.
Mm-hmm.
I had to call in. That was fantastic. Am I allowed to make a request, or is it all pre-done?
We're pretty close to... I mean, you can make a request,
and we're almost done.
If my friends actually have the show after us, so if they don't come today, then we could play an extra song. So make a request, and we can see.
I know you already... So I would love... Obviously, I would love if you played anything from Ozzy Osbourne, but it's not going to be concisive with the set list, but I was thinking, like, if you had any Supertramp around, your dad... There's two albums that your dad always played in the car when we go surfing. It was either Winger, first album, Winger, or he played that... I don't know why he loved that album so much, but he played it constantly. And also, he loves Supertramp, and so do I. So
I played a Supertramp song earlier.
You did?
Yeah, yeah. I played Casual Conversations.
Oh, well, there you go. It's done. Mm-hmm. Done and done. I had no idea. I wasn't on yet.
Well, you can listen to the archive to hear it if you'd like.
I will go back. Mm-hmm. I will go back. But speaking of archives, I'm going to come up there, and I would love a tour of the vinyl vault.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. We have hundreds of thousands, so I don't even...
And,
oh, my gosh.
And you could have them pat me down when I leave.
Okay.
Don't worry.
I don't even know if I'm...
I would love to just see. That's,
okay.
Looks pretty impressive.
Yeah. I don't even know if I'm qualified to give a tour of that.
Yep. You know I collect records and vinyl, yeah. And... I hope you love. I gave you Led Zeppelin 3.
Mm-hmm, it's on my wall.
Very, very good album. Just loving the program tonight, guys.
Yep. Thanks. Okay, we're gonna keep going. But thanks
love you,
for
buddy.
Calling in.
Thank you.
Keep listening.
Love you, Uncle Juice.
Shout out, Uncle Juice. Bye.
Rock and roll.
Hey. Bye.
Bye.
How fun. Okay, next. So Pink Funeral, one of my favorite songs, one of my older sister's favorite songs, and Sophie, but I think the first time I heard that song, it changed my life. Anyways.
Wow. For the better, right?
Of course. Next, we have some Avalanches and some Cola Boy. It's my dad's favorite song ever, maybe?
Well, with you, yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. We actually tried to see the Avalanches live in Boston, but sadly, concert got canceled. So maybe this will be a little replacement for that.
It's on our bucket list.
Enjoy. This is We Go On by the Avalanches.
Power to the people.
Thank you.
Okay, we're just back to say a little final goodbye. Again, this is Kim and
Christine.
Ken.
And
Sophia.
And you're listening to 91.5 FM WFO Medford Test Free From Radio. Keep on listening tonight for some great tunes. I hope you enjoyed the show. I enjoyed it very much so. See what I did there?
Yep.
And yeah.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Keep it free.